You're listening to G'day World 281, where I feature a spontaneous Twitter lunch meetup that we had in Melbourne on the 22nd of August.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
We have a legacy of freedom and privilege, which has been won by hard struggle, hasn't been given by from above. It's been won, but we have it, and we can use that to help people who are suffering seriously if we try.
Well, the singularity is a future time which will be profoundly transformative, where the machine intelligence we're creating will be billions of times more powerful than our own biological intelligence.
Last year's, what's next for Robert Scoble? What do you think you're going to be doing 3-4 years from now?
Oh, geez. Well, hopefully we'll have a successful launch of Longhorn. I want to stick around with Microsoft for at least 4 more years.
Around what I call the because effect rather than the with effect. In other words, I could make more money because of my blog than with
anything
my blog.
Anything of this magnitude only happens because enormous numbers of people want it to happen and are willing to commit time and energy and money.
All right, so funny story. So I'm sitting in my car about to go to lunch with Dr. Peter Elliard. Thought I'd do a last check of my email and Twitter on my phone. And I see Microsoft's Nick Hodge saying, I'm sitting in a Starbucks at the corner of Bourke and Queen. And I'm just around the corner from Bourke and Queen, so I stop in and say g'day to Nick. Go to my lunch. I say, well, catch up with you after lunch. I go to my lunch. I'm walking back from my lunch, and I hear this voice, oi, Riley! And it's Garth Kidd down from Sydney. And then I say, Kate, you got time for a coffee? He goes, yes. So we go to Starbucks, and Nick's sitting there having a spontaneous Twitter lunch with Froosh and Andrew Barnett. And I said, well, let's all go for coffee. Now, we're all sitting in...
Actually, a decent place here in Melbourne.
Yeah, a real...
Rather than Starbucks.
Yeah, I got him out of Starbucks. We're now at Nick's, which is actually the place where G'day World was founded. A little cafe in Queen Street, very sort of Italian, old world style cafe.
Godfather theme running in the background.
It's quite good. So we've just been chatting about nothing much, but why don't we talk about, have a serious conversation about Twitter and what you think the importance of Twitter is. I'll throw to you first, Nick.
So I think the best thing about Twitter is you've got friends all over the world. So you just... you just can sort of Twitter and you get the, people thinking, you're an absolute idiot, Nick. Why the hell do you think that? And they correct you. It's just friends all over the world, and it's, 140 characters of fun. You try and be funny on Twitter, it's actually tough. It's tougher than being funny in verbal and voice.
How much time? No, you don't need to do that. It's got two microphones.
Oh,
let me draw.
It's an iPod. Sorry, it's an iPod. I don't understand it.
It's not brown.
Can you record on this?
It's not brown.
How much time during the day do you have Twitter open?
I have it open at about 90% of the time, except when I'm rebooting.
Right. So you've just got the hive mind running in the background all day.
Yep.
And has it changed the way that you work or live or blog? Has it had a...
Yep, so it changes the way I blog, so I blog less. So, or what I blog is more substantial or something, like I'm trying to see if Qantas are actually going to respond to my link that I put into my blog yesterday. Because their blogging terms and conditions are quite... If you put a link into Qantas, this is website, shout out to Qantas if they're listening, you've actually got to go and fill in this form and send it to the general manager of... I don't know, online or something like
Are
that.
Are you kidding me?
No,
asking
you
permission to link.
Asking permission to link. So I just blogged about that and put a link into Qantas website to see if they picked me out of... And I did a Google search and found that I think there's about 1,700 odd people that link to Qantas, so I'm wondering if he has forms running up. Anyway, so I blogged
less.
You
still blog, though.
I still blog.
So is it when you blog now you're doing more thoughtful blog posts?
I wouldn't say they're more thoughtful, but I definitely would say they'll tend to be longer. They're longer and they're linking to more stuff, and I want it to be a bit more permanent. But Twitter's pretty permanent anyway. But it's just different sort of set and circle of friends, I think. So that's how it's changed my life.
With Twitter, do you have your Twitter posts exposed publicly or friends only?
Public.
Ah, see, right.
Yeah, so anyone can go see what I've tweeted, all 3,000 odd Twitters up to now.
Right.
And some of them are pretty boring, some of them are in context, some are the Eurovision Song Contest as I was watching it, I tweeted that. Some are when my cats were being visited by this cute vet yesterday.
And do you have Twitter integrated into your blog? Do you have like a
I just have the widget? Flash widget there just so that...
And do you have any sort of limitations on who you follow in Twitter? Like, are you only following a deliberate group or are you open to anyone?
No, I'm open, pretty well open to anyone. But as soon as I see spam appearing, I just delete them, you know. But I do just stream of consciousness from everyone and just try and catch up on the little last little bits. I don't treat everyone's Twitter as like religion because it generally has a context in time. It's sort of like if I missed it, then I missed the joke, I missed the context. I'll join in now.
And tell people your Twitter...
It's just Nick Hodge, one word.
H-O-D-G-E.
H-O-D-G-E, yep.
I'm here with Frush.
G'day.
I don't even know your real name.
Robin Frushiger.
Frushiger. How do you spell that?
I won't go into it now.
No, what's your Twitter ID?
Twitter name is Frush.
Frush.
F-R-O-O-F-H.
And tell everyone what you do, Robin.
Just a systems engineer. Pretty much anything and everything. For Village Roadshow.
Ah, Village
Roadshow. Do all sorts of different things.
And how long have you been on Twitter?
Ooh, gee. I'm not sure now. 3 months? 6 months? Somewhere in there.
And how much time during the day do you have it on?
Somewhat like Nick. It's always on in one form or another.
Yeah.
Wherever possible. It's sitting open in GTalk.
Yeah, GTalk.
It just sits there streaming away. If I want to pay attention, I can pop open the GTalk window and just see what the current chat is about, join in, see what's going on. Like I say, keep track of the hive mind.
And how does it impact on your day? Do you find that it's is it bringing you information? Is it just entertainment? Is it part of your...
It's like I say, everything. It's entertainment and information. For example, the month or two ago, whenever it was, when we had the shooter in Melbourne.
Yep.
Twitter was the prime source of information.
Yep.
Everyone saying, this is what we've seen, this is what we've heard, we're locked up.
In fact, the shooter was on Twitter saying, I just shot a couple of people. I'm looking for a place to stay. I've got to go to the mattresses as soon as we're in the Godfather join in. Do you blog, Robin?
I do, but not a lot.
Right. So has Twitter had an impact on blogging? Or
not a huge impact, but probably similar to the question to Nick. I do put more effort into my blog posts now, thinking more about them and making sure there's something actually more worth reading.
Yep.
And Twitter is just for all the like, comment, the instant thoughts, stuff like that, and just chatting with people worldwide.
What do you like about Twitter?
It's the whole IM, instant message, SMS for phones, sort of mix-up, the mashup.
But it's different from IM too, isn't it? Because I was trying to explain this to my wife the other day. It's like IM is... it's intentional. When you're having an IM conversation, you're having a conversation. Mm. Twitter's not really about a conversation. Yeah. It can be, but it's usually not. When you post something, you're not expecting a reply.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a reply.
And people don't feel the need to be paying attention. It's just, I don't know, the hive mind. It's background noise, really, that every now and again you can move in and out of at your discretion.
Mm.
And do you have your Twitter posts exposed publicly or friends only?
Definitely. Public.
Public?
Yep.
See, I don't. Mine are friends only. So I don't know. I have to rethink about that. Garth Kidd.
G'day.
One of the podcasting pioneers was actually in the Sydney Morning Herald story with me February 2005.
A billion years ago.
A billion years ago. The dawn of podcasting.
With a very dodgy beard, which I'm still wearing.
You are. And we love you for it. So, now you and I just realised we're not even on each other's Twitter following list for some reason.
Well, if the SMS gateway is still accepting stuff, I mean, it's not talking back to me, but maybe that's...
Oh, you see those do it SMS. I just have my Wi-Fi running on the phone, on my 3G phone.
Oh, laughing.
So, how long have you been Twittering?
Since about, launch date plus, I don't know, whenever it suddenly hit everything, I joined kind of early, because I figured once the spammers get to it, it's fucked. So... yeah, I've got to have some fun with it while it lasts. And surprisingly, it still seems to be doing okay. I don't know what they're doing at the back end, but I'm not seeing any spam.
Well, you have to add people, so it's kind of an inbuilt spam filter, hopefully.
It's opt-in rather than opt-out.
Opt-in, exactly.
Laughing. I mean, I get more spam on Yahoo Messenger than I get on Twitter.
Yeah. So tell me, from your perspective, the importance of Twitter to your daily life. How much of the day do you have it open?
Actually, I used to have it running all the time, but I'd made the mistake of, on Windows, I was using my instant messaging client for it. So it kept making noises at me. And I have to spend a lot of time doing, you know, really mentally complicated stuff, and the noises just started driving me to distraction.
Yep.
So what I'd really love to know is, what is the best Windows client that I can just leave there scrolling silently? I mean, ideally what I want is Twitter vision, but a personal Twitter vision that only shows people that I'm following. That would kick ass.
Okay, I've got Tweet Bar, which is a Firefox extension. So it has a little...
Tweet Bar.
Tweet Bar, yeah. You'll have to Google it. It doesn't have a friendly URL, but it's a little sidebar that sits open in Firefox if you want it to be, and you can look at everyone. You can look at public or just your friends. And it just sits there, updates every minute. Well, you can set the refresh rate, but I think a minute is the lowest refresh rate, and or the fastest. And it just sits there and talks away.
Oh, fantastic.
Away.
I am so there.
And has it impacted your work life, personal life, blogging life in any meaningful way right now?
I can't say it's impacted my blogging life that much. I mean, I've been posting at an average of about 3 posts a year.
Right. And, you think they might go down?
No, it hasn't gone down at all. Still about 3 posts a year.
Right.
But I'm still trying to figure out the what to use, because, I mean, I've got Tumblr, which I think is funny, and Tumblr has slightly more to it than Twitter, and also because there's more to it, less. And there's also Facebook, which a lot of my homies are using. And so far, the only thing I'm thinking of is I've found a gateway that will push your Facebook status updates into Twitter, but makes you look like a complete idiot, because it'll say, Garth is talking about himself in the third person. It'll pick up that Facebook-esque notification and shove it into Twitter. Now, there's also a Facebook app for Twitter. It's what I'm thinking of doing, and that'll take your Twitter posts and shove it into Facebook. So I'm thinking of cross-wiring the two and seeing if I can get a feedback loop.
Yeah. You could crash the net.
I want to see what'll crash first.
Probably Skype.
Skype, actually. I don't know if you guys...
It was the Russians.
I don't know if you guys read the Global Geek podcast blog, but they put a thing up. Tim King put a thing up today. It's a TPN show. Put a thing up about what really happened to Skype. He was like... he started off as... IT noob spills coffee on server and goes, "Oh shit!" And then director finds out, and they said, "Oh, you're going to fucking lose your job over this." And it was this whole story about what he thinks really happened. And everyone knows it was all Windows update.
Yeah.
Podge.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I fucked my machine last week.
Sorry about that.
Fucking
Sorry
Microsoft. hold on, let's get back to an intelligent Twitter discussion here. Is there such a thing? Should say that every comment has to be less than 140 characters. We'll come back to it. I've got another round of questions to ask you guys in the next few minutes. Andrew Barnett.
Hello.
Hold on. Tell everybody your Twitter thing, Garth.
Garth K.
Garth K. And what do you do tell them what you do for a job.
I'm a systems engineer, except I'm on the evil vendor side trying to persuade people like Frush to buy my stuff.
And you're in Sydney?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But not now. Andrew Barnett.
Hello.
Twitter ID.
Andrew Barnett.
1R, 2Ts?
Yes.
What do you do for a job?
Database programmer.
In Melbourne?
Yes.
He's too embarrassed to say Oracle in public. Did you know that?
I specialise in Oracle. I do not work for Oracle.
So you're a freelancer?
Yeah, contractor. Yeah.
How long have you been on Twitter?
All year, I think.
Okay. And how much of the day do you have it running?
Pretty much all day. Only the web interface.
Oh, okay.
But it's always on at home, it's always on at work.
Right. And how has it impacted your work, personal, social?
I don't get any work done now. seriously, I...
You don't have to, because Oracle pretty much runs itself.
Yeah,
right?
True. Yeah. But...
Bullproof. This show is brought to you by Larry Ellison.
I use it for conversation. That's... I used to blog, and I gave it up a year or two, three back. And since then, I've been hanging on the TextDrive forums, and that's slowed down a lot. So I was looking for somewhere else to get company, contact, conversation, and Twitter came up, and it's stuck. I've been on SignUp, Verb, Facebook, Pounce, Spock, all of them, and I think I've... really one or two posts and I've moved on again, and for some reason Twitter's been the one that's held my attention.
That's interesting, because I go through, like most people, I think when I first got onto Facebook I lived on it for like a week, and then I was talking to Gaping Void guy, what's his name?
Hugh McLeod
the other day. We were talking about this, and
well, we're sort of twittering about it, and he was saying, "I don't get Facebook addiction," and I was sort of saying, "For me, it lasted about a week, and then it just became. I still am active in Facebook, but I probably check it once a day now, as opposed to once every 10 minutes, like for the first week when I was on it." And Twitter, the first week I was on Twitter, I sort of went through a massive spike, but then it found its place. But its place is, you know, in my case, it's probably on 80% of the day. There are times when I deliberately turn it off when I need to really, really, really focus on something. But most of the time it's just in the background and I'm moving in and out at different levels of, you know, engagement with it. But
yeah, I'll keep the browser open all day, but yeah, if I need to work, I'll just not go to that tab.
Yeah, okay.
And then, yeah, go back for a while, have a break.
So what I want to talk to you guys about is... we did your thing. Are you public
yes.
or
public?
Yeah. Are you public? I forgot to ask you that.
Yeah, public.
Oh, you guys are all public. There you go. For some reason, I'm the
We're
strange
celebrities
one.
Celebrities like you. Yeah.
Well, but everything else I do is so public. Like, you know, my I guess
what's public.
My podcast. Yeah. I think when I first started Twittering seriously, because I signed up a year ago and then I got off it again. I got back on a few months ago. I think that... I kind of use it more like IM, more like sort of...
It's slow ICQ.
Right? Yeah, and it's more personal. Yeah. I mean, the sort of stuff that I will say to people on Twitter is not necessarily stuff that I would disclose on the blog. It's yeah, I don't know. I see it more as like friends. I'm really having a close, intimate chat.
Quite interesting, the Telstra one you talked about, or it was Twitter, it was last week, where...
When I was at Telstra.
You're at Telstra, and... You know, you're in a meeting and you ask the Twitterverse, or your friends, you know, what did you think of XYZ, in that case Telstra's blogs, and you got sort of a reading of those that were online at that time and could use that as an intelligence and a voice, and we've seen the response on the Now We Are Talking blogs on that, which I haven't actually seen my comment appear on yet, but it came up again today at this PR conference I was at this morning. It's just as sort of this getting very quickly, you know, what you'd normally do by calling people on the phone and doing your research and, you know, spending 3 days doing. Now you can just out on the Twitter, ask a question, get a response.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's the interesting thing about Twitter. And what I wanted to ask you guys, because I just wrote an article for Marketing Magazine, which comes out in November, I think. It's old media. You've got to love that turnaround time. About social networking and virtual worlds and corporate marketing and how they should be using it. And I'm interested in your thoughts. You all work for big companies, or, you know, to varying degrees. How do you think businesses, big and small, should be using Twitter? What level of engagement, if any, do you think they should have? Nick?
So an interesting example yesterday, I think someone was complaining, I think it was, someone was saying that they hadn't got their MacBook Pro yet from Apple, and he tweeted that, and within an hour he had someone from Apple, obviously privately, come and assist him and help him with his question. And to me, you know, it's just another way for a company to put a face on, you know, all those call centres and blogs and, you know, websites and forms and all that sort of stuff. There's people at the other end. I just like the concept of being able to, you know, speak to people directly and not go through that marketing.
So are you suggesting that companies should have like Apple support Twitter feed and then and everyone who wants that adds them and then somebody's monitoring that? I mean, how do you do that?
Oh, that's a bit tough. If you did that, then that would, you know, then that becomes corporatized. I think you've almost got to be subversive. It's got to actually not corporatize it, not tell anyone in marketing or sales you're doing it, and just do it.
So just encourage your employees to sign up, or...?
No, if I was an employee, I'd just do it, and I wouldn't tell the employer.
Okay, so but let's say we're talking to the director of marketing. Let's say you've got the ears now of the director of marketing for the top 200 companies in Australia.
Then
what would you tell them they should do with Twitter?
Not so much with Twitter. I would just have them at least have a chat bot, you know, or a person at the end of chat. So you can go in and say, oh, I can, you know, with MSN or Yahoo or Skype or whatever, I've got a person I can go, I've got this question, where do I go, sort of stuff, and get a response.
Where do people find that? They go to the corporate website and find...
Yeah, you quite commonly see it on hosting services in the US, like when you shop for hosting services in the US, there's like live chat now, you go in and ask, do you support SSH too, and you get a quick response saying yes. I've had that happen a couple of times.
So this isn't really Twitter though, so you don't think businesses should be getting engaged at a senior executive level and strategic level with Twitter?
Only if they want to the people they want to communicate on. I don't see a pure customer service sort of aspect. It's then again, I'm probably not the most corporate-y person at the table to answer that. because you know, I see a lot of this stuff, the social networking stuff, as being a lot more personal. It's a good phone.
What a lovely smile. I just took a photo of him.
Yeah, so I see it a lot more personal. Okay. And so personal gets in the way of systems.
Frushi, corporates, Twitter, what would your advice be?
To me, it tips along exactly the same way as corporate blogging. If a company's got a good corporate blogging policy, then really Twitter, to me, just fits in well with that. You know, if they're just allowing their staff to be out there, be honest, be real, be interacting with real people, to me that's the key aspect of it all. I'm sitting here with Nick Hodge, you know, Cameron Riley, Garth Kidd, Andrew Barnett, you know, all you know, fantastic people within their own companies that otherwise I would never have met. Recently attended TechEd, you know, for the first time, and knew a whole heap of Microsoft guys through Twitter. Knew them.
Somebody's going to kick us out. Hold on.
I don't want to kick you out. I would love it if you can go next door.
Move?
Yeah.
Sure.
Now you can stay on where you want.
We're going to move. We just got moved to a noisier part of the restaurant, and I got to go. My car park's about to run out, and I don't want to get a ticket. Oh, shit, it has run out. I got to go. Andrew, can we give you a photo?
I was born with your brother.
You know what?
I went to dance with your brother.
Lovely.
Take a good photo.
All right, guys.